The wonder of God is the mess in the manger lives on. Because the truth of the manger was a carpenter who couldn't even give his son the wonderful crib that he'd imagined. The plans Joseph had had to build this crib for his baby, the hours he'd probably thought about how he would carve out the bed, make it beautiful for his son, and he couldn't do it. He was away from home, away from his tools, away from his trade. I'm sure he felt pretty helpless. I just throw that over to you. Obviously not throwing the Bible. For the family, there was stress, questions, doubt, worries, unknown. What are we going to do here? What's going to be happening next? How do we cope for this baby? How do we provide for this baby? What's going to become of our family? A family with no work. They knew the worry of work. The trade was back home. They'd gone to Bethlehem. Then they had to go on to Nazareth. They had no work. They didn't have a job. They didn't know how they would earn money from the ways that they were used to. Their home, the place that they were used to, the place that they were familiar with. They probably didn't have a great home in the first place. It wasn't probably a mansion or anything. But now they had nowhere. The manger shows us a homeless family. Should have put these in order, shouldn't I? And finances. With no job in a different place, finances are always going to be a stress. Got a new baby. Sure, they didn't have to worry about whether they could afford Pampers or not, but still, how are we going to afford this? How are we going to afford to live? How are we afford to going to get to where we need to be? Relationships. Joseph was ready to walk away on Mary a few months later. A baby doesn't suddenly make a relationship perfect. I'm sure there's a few nods around the room at that one. Yes, they knew God had put them together. They knew this baby was God's child. But still, a young couple facing the challenges of life, away from all of their reality, away from all of their normality. The stresses of, Joseph, you haven't even booked a room. If you were here last week for Paul's brilliant song about leaving it to the boys, and I've seen a few things on Facebook this week about the three wise men arrived and then three wise women arrived later with nappies and a food parcel and something else. Because the reality is that they're a young couple. Now, we put it as this, oh, yeah. Well, it was Mary. Holy Mary and Joseph. They were heard from God. They were called from God. They had this great commission. I'm sure they had arguments. I'm sure they disagreed about who was doing what and who had to do the washing up, maybe not. And there was loneliness. Being away from they're familiar, being away from the things that they knew. That's what the manger is like, full of questions. Because it wasn't just that Jesus was born in this stable, it was borrowed. That the King of all heaven gave up heaven, the creator of the universe, stepped down and didn't even have his own place to live. But actually, the manger was a messy place because it was life. It was reality. And that is what makes it so amazing and so wonderful. Because in all of this mess, in all of these questions, doubts, worry, stress, relationship issues, finance issues, job issues, work issues, came God. A God who knows our mess. A God who can say, yeah, I understand how you're feeling. Because from my very first breath, I lay in that. This is a wonder of God. God didn't need to do it. He could have changed anything. He's God. He could have altered anything. He could have rewritten the plans. He could have come at a different time. He could have gone, in fact, let's skip that whole manger bit. Let's move and just come as a man and come as a mighty king riding into Jerusalem on a white stallion, fight all those armies and show that I'm God. But he didn't. He came as a baby. Totally helpless, totally dependent on humanity. What a wonderful God, what an amazing God that he would do that. Why? Because he wanted to be able to say to us, I know how it feels. I know how it feels. I know what a mess life can be. I know the lovely, pretty pictures and how we like to put a smile on our faces, but actually, I know the hurt and I know the hoping for something better, something greater. And as we reflect back on our year, it might not have been perfect. And as we look forward, the reality is we might not be looking and going, yay, 2016 is going to be the best year ever. Because some of this mess is still going to be there. And there'll probably be a bit more as well. We might be thinking, oh, I'm going to have all these great New Year's resolutions. My life's going to be different. By June next year, I'm going to be a size 12 on the beach in my bikini. Fear, people, fear. Because the reality is, by January 5th, I'll still be eating my misshapes and my selection box. And the diet ideas will be gone out the window. Sorry, James, you are my inspiration, and one day I hope to be as determined as you are. But this is also the wonder of Christmas. That as we look ahead, we don't have to be hopeless. The wonder of Christmas is hope. A light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not and will not overcome it. No matter what we're facing, the light shines in that darkness. From all the mess came an incredible life. Darkness shall not overcome God. Not then, not now, not today. Not tomorrow. No matter what wars there are, no matter what fighting there is, no matter what bombs are placed, what terrorism comes, no matter what bills land on our doorstep, no matter how tempting the selection box is, there is hope. Light shines in the darkness, and the darkness shall not overcome it. This is our God who shines bright even on the darkest days, who we reflect on as a beautiful baby in a gorgeous manger in a lovely stable, because he is hope. When we look at the manger, we don't like to see all that mess, because this is our God. And actually, amongst that mess, we see a beautiful baby that grew up into an incredible man, who died on the cross for us. Not because we were perfect, but because we weren't perfect. And that's what it's all about. In all of the mess, in all of our mess, is this God who shines in our darkest nights, in our darkest moments. Hope. Not a crutch, not a pretense. Not perfection. That's what we've put in the manger. People say, oh, people are Christians because it's a crutch. It's something nice to have hope into. Oh, isn't that lovely? It gets you through the day. Do you know what? It doesn't mean your life's going to be perfect, because that was never the plan. It doesn't mean that everything's going to be wonderful and rosy and all your bills will be paid, all your exams will be passed, you don't have to study. That was never the plan. The plan was a God who walked amongst us, who, as Janet said, or the message said, the Bible said, moved into our neighbourhood, who became flesh and blood, moved into our neighbourhood, who lay as a baby, dependent, weak, useless, knows all of those feelings, and yet is the greatest hope, the saviour of the world, the redeemer, the wonderful counsellor, the everlasting God, the almighty God. That who is in the manger, that is the hope in the mess of the manger. So, as you look on the manger, see the perfection, because it is a wonderful sight. But remember the mess, that God walks with us and knows exactly how it feels. I'm going to have a little clip on that kind of summarises in about 2 minutes what I've just said. I didn't talk too long though, did I? And in the manger, there's some bits of straw. Give you a little hint, it's actually really paper because I couldn't write on straw. But I would welcome you to come and take a piece of straw from the manger, to take it back with you to your mess or your perfection, and just keep it with you this coming year, and remember the hope of the world, the light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness shall not overcome it. And remember how much God loves you. Before we do that, I'd like to pray, and then we'll put the clip on. Lord God, we thank you that you are a baby. We thank you for your plan from the beginning of the world. We thank you that as you hung the stars up, as you crashed together planets and mountains and rivers and all of the universe, you also knew that one day this was going to need to be happen. That this baby would come and change, bring light. And just as in those first days, the Bible tells us, you said, let there be light, and there was light. We thank you, Lord God, that still you speak into the darkness and cause light to be. We thank you that your words have power to change our situations. We thank you, Lord God, that you came as a baby to walk amongst us because you wanted to know what it was like. You didn't want to be some distant God, some written piece of history. You wanted to be flesh and blood so you could truly say, I know how you're feeling, and I'm with you in this. Lord Jesus, I thank you that despite our failings, our sins, the things that we do wrong constantly, you forgive us. I thank you, Lord God, for the promise of eternal life that isn't just something nice to look forward to, but it's about our hope that is true and real and living. God, I thank you that in all the mess, you overcome. You stand with us. You stand beside us. You are our Saviour, our Redeemer, our Lord. Help us to know the reality, Lord God. Help us to share in your wonder, not just at Christmas time, not just on a Sunday morning, but every day, Lord God. Let us know as we open those bills, as we search for a job, as we wander around our messy house, as we live in our lovely perfection, that actually you're with us. Emmanuel, God with us. We thank you, Lord. So as the clip shows, feel free, come and get a piece of straw paper and take it with you this year, this week. Have a blessed time knowing our Saviour.
Brilliant. The miracle of Christmas is that God showed up. I love that. Why don't we thank Lucy for speaking so wonderfully to us this morning? And like me, I guess we were busy watching the clip, so we'll come and get something out of the manger. We'll leave the manger over here. As Lucy says, here's the makeshift short straw. Not easy to say. Please come and take one of those. And in a few moments, we'll be able to enjoy. How many people are just thinking, I could do with another mince pie, or... I sensed that's what you were thinking. Well as mince pies, I think there's only a few mince pies. There's Christmas treats and panettone, which is a lot lighter, isn't it? And we can share some of that together. But before we do, why don't we stand and we'll just finish in prayer this morning. We welcome Sam at the start. We also welcome Katie, who's with us back from Germany. So we've got international guests this morning. It's great to have Katie back. I know there are other students. It's great to have you as well. We'll pray for you next Sunday morning. Two verses from a carol that have been in my mind this week. It says, how silently the wondrous gift is given. I don't know how gifts were given in your house. Some may have been silent. Some houses are a little bit more noisy when gifts are being given and received. But the amazing truth of Christmas is that God showed up. And as Lucy says, really rather silently, I know there were a few angels, but there wasn't a huge firework display. There wasn't a Sky CCN news presentation. But Jesus arrived in our midst. And how silently the wondrous gift is given. The next part is, and God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. And that's the story that we celebrate over 2,000 years ago. But the truth is that God today imparts the blessings of his heaven to our hearts. And this morning, as we close our meeting and our celebration together, I want to invite you to invite God to bring the blessings of heaven into your heart today. How about that? What a wonderful thing. So if you'd like to, I'm just going to invite you to close your eyes. If you want to receive something from God this morning, sometimes we hold out our hands. You're welcome to do that if you'd like to do it. Just as a sign that we're saying, God, we welcome you into our hearts, into our lives today. Maybe your life is a mess, or it seems like a mess. The message of God with us is for you. Maybe you today, as Lucy says, your life seems perfect. Well, the message of God with us is still true today for you as well. So Lord Jesus, as we stand together as grateful people in this place today, we invite the blessings of heaven into our lives, into our hearts. Both individually and corporately. We thank you for the wonderful gifts that you give to us, our Heavenly Father. You love to pour out your blessings and your gifts and your kindness. You shower them down upon us in abundance. We welcome you into our lives and our hearts today. From the very youngest to the eldest. We celebrate. We bring our worship. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. Merry Christmas. Is it still okay to say that? And if you're around next Sunday morning, we'd love to gather with you and celebrate and look ahead to 2016, all that God has in store for us. Have a fantastic few days. Please do stay.